Manny, let me ask you a couple questions. This had to be a very stressful for both you and Amos, as you guys have been tight for years. From sharing long car rides and games as youth players to working in the front office together, can you tell us a bit about that relationship?
I mean, you're spot on. It's a lifelong relationship at many different levels, from youth players to the beginning stages of Thunder to playing together at high levels, and now to working for a soccer organization at high levels. So I think it's been very short and a very difficult days on both of us, and I don't point at me. It's got to be unbelievably difficult on Amos as well. And I just think that having time to at least breathe today, albeit shortly, the relationship has helped us maybe get through the last couple days because it's been difficult.
Sure. There's a lot of talk that this was a sudden move and that it was expected that Amos would get at least a chance to get through this season. Was this a sudden move or was this more of a process? I know you and Amos have had a good relationship and talk all the time.
You know, I think if you're talking about from a pure soccer standpoint, which when we talk to our fans, we are a little bit, this is a change, for the club. I mean, I guess when I say that, there's been a lot of changes this year, quote unquote, but not real soccer changes. I think new owners is a change for the club. Moving to a new stadium was a change for the club. Moving to a new stadium was a change for the club. But they're all for the better, I think, and I think it's, in some ways, those are not soccer-specific changes. I feel like this is the first one that's really a specifically soccer change on the field that is going to affect this group of players. Everything else, I think, was very positive. This one's been more difficult.
Okay, but again, was this something that was really decided in the last couple of days, or has this been coming, have you guys been talking about this over the last couple of weeks?
I will tell you, the report between myself, Amos, and our ownership group is very open and honest, and we have been, we talk quite a bit about the entire organization, and especially about the direction we want to try to take this team and where we want to go, and if you go back to the other great relationship that Amos and I have, it's one that's honest, and we are going to have, when we do things, it's not going to be rushed, but it's going to be honest dialogue about what we think is better for this organization. Now, myself, Amos, nobody is bigger than the organization itself, so we're doing things with that in mind. This is a privilege to work for this organization, and I think Amos felt that, and that's how we came to this decision. I think it's also going to lend to, hopefully, in my mind, a great new beginning for Amos in terms of a position in the front office that he deserves, and he's such a great asset moving forward for the club.
Well, and speaking of that, he's been a great ambassador for the game in Minnesota and for the Thunder as well. He seems to have a great relationship with the sports media in Minnesota. What sort of position have you offered him, and it would be something that would utilize those gifts he has?
All I can tell you is I hope so. My feeling is that Amos is an immeasurable, huge asset to this, to the club, to the state of soccer, for promoting soccer, for being a part of the fabric of what we're trying to do. On all things we do, from the soccer side to our other ventures within the club, we think it would be in everybody's best interest, hopefully, that he wants to continue to work with us.
Okay. Let's move forward a little bit. What can you tell me about Donnie Grimmens as a coach? The front office never gave us a press release when he joined the team this spring, which was kind of a surprise to some of us to see him on the bench, or at least to see him when he made that trip, spring training that you guys did down south. Whose decision was it to make Donnie an assistant this past winter, and why did you bring him in, and what can he offer in the interim to help the team out?
First and foremost, I think Donnie has the potential to become a great coach, but also a great part of this organization as well. He was teaching high school and actually, I don't think it was high school, but elementary school in Bloomington school system. He had been doing some coaching and for the high school system, and he had been doing some camps. And, you know, really, we wanted to try to bring somebody in who could synergize our players from a camp aspect and from a senior team aspect. So when we hired Donnie as an assistant coach and camp director, we felt like we were going to start to now help mold another future positive coach in the organization at whatever level it may be. It wasn't with the idea of where we are now. Again, I will tell you the intentions were to bring Donnie along as a part of the organization and see where that will go. Now, obviously, nobody expected or wanted us to be in this position we're in at this time of the season. But I think, you know, I look at Donnie's character and who he is, and this is an interim position for him. You know, we are really going to open this search up and look and take our time and make sure that we try to move forward with the interests of the club in mind from here.
I was told yesterday that Amos actually was quoted yesterday as saying that Donnie is a motivator of players. Would you attest to that?
One thing I think Donnie does have, he has a subtle confidence, and I think he is. I think he does have a way of basically giving his vision and you know, letting the guys know that this is what he expects of them. Again, I think some people may say, hey, you know, where are you guys going to go? And like I said, I think right now we can hopefully only go up. And hopefully Donnie can step in and really take the qualities that Amos has built and try to get the guys to focus on those as opposed to the guys and the struggle they've had the last couple months.
Sure. How did you tell the players about the change, and what's the general mood of the team?
You know, so it's never easy. Obviously, yesterday we got together, including Amos, and as an organization, we talked to the players about what was happening, why it was happening, and at the end of the day, you know, you really have to let these guys know that things that people are trying to do are for the best interest of the team, and that there is certain level of accountability on all levels, and that, you know, I think we expect them to be accountable and be professionals for changes that happen within the organization. It's important that they realize that every club goes through difficult times, including the most successful ones in the world. And, you know, how you react and how you try to come together affects your career individually. But the only way your career individually can move forward is if collectively the group decides that they want to work hard together and try to improve and make the best of any situation. And clearly we're in that situation now. So, I mean, it's the general mood of the team. Obviously, yesterday wasn't an easy day for anybody. I don't think it was, you know, ecstatic. I mean, I think that these guys believed in Amos and respected him. And I think that they also understood that it's not always easy, and life's not always going to be easy. You want things to work out. You want it to work out perfect. But the reality is that life always throws little bits of challenges at everybody individually and collectively. And, you know, hopefully we're doing things as an organization to move forward collectively. I know Amos feels that way, and I know he believes that.
Let me ask you just a couple of quick last questions. Where do you go from here? What sort of action does the front office take to start a national search for a coach? And do you have any prerequisites from your perspective?
I do internally right now. I probably won't discuss them publicly. I think we're going to, you know, start to spread the word. We have a few different ways of doing that. You know, one of the things that this process is not going to be take a week. It's going to take at least a couple weeks, potentially a couple months, because we want to make sure that we really look at all our opportunities and go through a really extensive interview process and really try to let our fan base know that we're going to work hard to try to get who we feel will be the right fit to take and lead the Thunder for the next couple years.
Manny, thanks so much for taking this time during a very difficult period for you and the organization.
No problem, Brian. I appreciate it, too. And like I said, you know, it is difficult, but one of the things that Amos and I both discussed is that the organization is gonna move on. You know, we are given the privilege to work for it, but it's gonna keep going, and that's what we got to do.
Great, thanks, Manny.
All right, bye.